The Duke will serve us soups and stews, said a child, and we will get baked beans and beef. We will dine on pickles and pudding, said another, and I am going to have at least 3 helpings of everything. I'm planning to stuff myself with salads and sandwiches, declared another. At last, a child passing by saw Dan relaxing by the side of the road and waved merrily. Wake up, Mr. Sleepyhead, she said. The Duke is celebrating his birthday today, and you will miss his banquet. Hop up quickly and join us, she pointed up the path to the Duke's estate in the distance. We all are invited to the feast, and everyone in the village will be there. You go on ahead, called Dan. I will catch up with you in a little while. Dan chuckled to himself. News certainly travels fast, even news that I made up myself. Now, where was I? He yawned and wiggled into a cozy position. He felt his eyelids get heavier and heavier. Soon he was sound asleep and snoring like a grizzly bear in a cave.